Om Shanti. I am very, very happy to be present in Gyan Sarovar in my angelic form. Even physically, I am not there, but every moment with my every thought, I feel myself present in Gyan Sarovar, in Madhuban, Pandavavan. It's very, very interesting drama. And drama I find is very, very powerful. I know that when Baba says in Murli that I am almighty, but drama is also almighty. I am almighty, but drama is also very powerful. And Baba himself says that I am also bound into the bondage of drama. And also how it is important to trust drama 100%. And that's what I had been trusting drama, watching drama, playing my part in drama. But it's very, very interesting time of celebration of Diwali. You all celebrated Diwali yesterday, and we are celebrating in few days. And we thought that before we celebrate Diwali, we wanted to do some homework. And that homework was awakening the divinity within the self. And we discovered, it's very interesting that even for Diwali they worship Lakshmi, which is considered to be goddess of wealth. But we found that Lakshmi has 21 forms, 21 Lakshmis. And actually I had never, I had heard little bit in childhood when I was in Path of Bhakti. They used to say An Lakshmi, Dhan Lakshmi, Dhanya Lakshmi, many kinds of Lakshmis. But when we did some research, we found that there are 21 forms of Lakshmi. And it's very interesting. We have posted it in one link website. If you all want to go in one link website and you can read it. So what we do that every day we take one form of Lakshmi. Because when Baba says that you have to become perfect, no? So perfection generally we say that you should be completely pure, you should have all virtues and you should have all inner arts, we call it kala. So that's how we saw perfection. But now we see perfection being in Lakshmi's 21 forms, right? Like today's Lakshmi is called Saundarya Lakshmi. That radiant and bright and beautiful and so we had been inspiring all the Brahmins. Not only in USA, not only in North America, South America, but worldwide. That now everyone's face should have that radiant, should have that beauty of purity. So every day, yesterday was very interesting, like Bhagya Lakshmi. So it was very interesting to remind whole day one's own self that today I am image of this, today I am image of this. So I am sharing this, so still we have time, we're doing it until October 21st, because Harmony House is completing 25 years, so we decided to do a big Diwali program, and we're creating all 21 Lakshmis, and every Lakshmi, especially eight ones, one has red costume, one has white, one has two lotus, one has elephant, and you know, every Lakshmi has a different symbols, different costumes. And it's really, really very, very beautiful homework. So I thought that I will share with you and tell you how much, even if, as I said, I never in my Brahmin life use the word I miss something, because we have to create instead of missing, no? So I can use the word I'm missing Madhuban, I'm missing meeting all of you. But then on other side, I immediately say, no, we have to create something. And so we are creating this, and we all are very, very happy to do this homework. And of course, we did put little late in one link, but it's very interesting if you all can look at it and join us in this homework. Confluence age, I feel, is not too long, because the world situation are really very, very critical. But also the nature of natural calamities in our area, USA and Caribbean islands, within 10 months there are 10 hurricanes. Just imagine, 10 months, 10 hurricanes, and islands are destroyed, like St. Martin, Puerto Rico, St. Thomas, and now there is a very, very wild fire in California. And they even don't know how many people have disappeared. At least few thousand houses have been completely changed to ashes. So world, no, Baba used to say that all elements will revolt. So earth is revolting by volcanoes, water is revolting. But it's not only that time of hurricane, but people don't have water to drink. Everything is very polluted. Sister Chandru from California was sharing that where the retreat center is, Anubhuti, they could see the black smoke. They could smell. People are suffocating. So natural calamities are really showing up, with all the elements together. But also on the other side, world leaders are showing their power of firework, you know. For them, bombs are like firework. Like little children, you know, they show their, I have so many fireworks, I have so many. So they feel joy in displaying that. And that's what's happening. But because we know we are at confluence age, so we have to emerge our total divine sanskars now, and not a single sanskar of kshatriya or warrior or silver age. No, we might not have sanskars of copper age or iron age, but still there are sanskars of little bit battling, inner conflict, external conflict, spending our thoughts and time, energy into very, very petty things, little things, or still chasing after fulfilling our some personal desires. So I feel that now is the time to go beyond all that, to withdraw from all that. And there should be this whole feeling of that, no, I have to move forward now and cross the boundary of silver age and golden age, so that we can feel at confluence age, last part of confluence age, our divine form, our stage of perfection, and within the family also, godly love, spiritual love. No, I like the Murli when Baba said last Sunday or two Sundays before that bestower means cooperation. That whenever we see someone's sanskars, you don't try to collide with that person or be in conflict, but rather donate a virtue. And when you will donate a virtue or a power, then you mend the situation and you become master creator. So it's very, very interesting time for us as Brahmins, where time is that we have to serve constantly through our thoughts, words and actions. And actions you can do wherever you are, not far. Words, yes, maybe as we are doing it through our technology. But thought is most powerful. Doesn't require technology, doesn't require a place, but they reach worldwide. So every thought is of great value. Plus, one thing Brahmins have to do, we have to do everything but not look tired. Brother Marcelo, you look fresh, right? So what has to happen is everyone's, you know, I've been talking to Peace Village here, all over, wherever I'm able to talk on Skype, that everyone's aura should be visible now, the crown of light. It's all right when crown of jewels and all that, that's of golden age. We're not really waiting for that, are we? It's okay. If we have to wear, we will wear. But it's not we are looking forward for that. But there should be this aura where, you know, when people go to temples or they look at gods and goddesses in temple, we call it darshan or have vision of them. So every Brahmin now has to become darshaniya murat, image which grants vision to everyone in the world. Because these days when people come, they all have some problems, all. I don't see a single soul who has come doesn't have either relationship problem or internal problem or emotional problem or financial problem. Everyone. So now when they come, then instruments have to sit with them, listen to them, and then, you know, our thoughts also go towards that. But if you really become that image of divinity and your aura is visible, then they will say less things, you know. You don't go into stories and problems of the people all the time, spend time, you know, answering this, answering that. So our instruments also have to upgrade themselves. And that upgrading happens by creating this beautiful aura. And so what people notice as soon as come. So, of course, one thing I have done since 1 month as I had to take care of body, that I started doing some breathing exercises. And it's very, very interesting that when you're breathing exercises, you need so much focus, so much concentration and discipline, more than meditation. But when we ask Brahmins, do you walk? We ask Brahmins, do you do exercise? No, we don't have time, right? Brahmins don't have time for exercise and people don't have time for meditation, right? So it's same excuse. So it's very, very interesting when we're doing this. So what I found, that one sister, you know, her aura start appearing of calmness and kindness. You could see from her aura. Because when you are giving little bit time to heal yourself through your own breath, through your own pure energy, then that halo, that purity emerges so clearly on our face. So I had been encouraging, and we are about 250 Brahmins now who we all do together on Skype or some way. And every Nivasi, after Morli, 15-20 minutes, they do it. And it's very, very interesting to see our calmness, our peace, our love, the beauty which emerges. When you are looking at me, do you think that I have any physical problem? I don't think so. Do you? No. I am happy, I am cheerful, I am healthy. my doctors always say, you are very young and healthy. So I said, what you mean young and healthy? So I think that's the energy we all have to keep, that even body might be settling something, but there is no battling, there is contentment, there is joy. So I encourage all Baba's children. Really, I want to see each one, as of course Baba wants us to see, or Dadis, that each one is very radiant, each one is very hello, hello is the crown of light is emerging, so that when souls come, they feel that they have, their desires are fulfilled, they got what they came for, they experience peace. And you will be surprised that people experience peace and love from the place, but sometimes not from the instruments. Though Baba also sometimes praises museum and his sacred spaces, because we meditate and we create Baba's presence in our places. So then people come and they experience that. But now each Brahmin has to be such an image of divinity, an image of where vision is granted. So I myself had been really, really enjoying these all spiritual practices and some of the physical practices. And so I encourage all the Brahmins, each one, all over. And I do take classes on Sunday, and it's on the live stream. And those who don't know, live stream is always recorded, so you can share the churning, and we all can be together doing some homework. We are creating some homework for November, December, January, February. Because if we do homework, then when we are not in front of Baba necessarily in Shantivan, but we are always in front of Baba, no? Baba always is looking at us. And for me, I always feel Baba's eyes on me. And I feel that I have to fulfill Baba's all hopes and be ready in such a way that Baba makes me the instrument to serve the world. No, because there was a little interview between Niluben and Dadi Gulzar. So Niluben is asking Dadi Gulzar, who will reveal Baba? How will Baba be revealed? You know what Dadi Gulzar said? Gulzar Dadi said, we all will do it together. And she said, but how? How will it happen? She said, we all will have one thought, yoga together, then Baba will be revealed. It's not just one soul. Yes, there's whole concept of Mike soul will emerge and Mike soul will say, God has come. You know, but we all Brahmins, Baba's children, have to collectively create this energy, the presence of Baba, through our image, so that Baba is revealed. And I really liked Dadi Gulzar's answer when she said, who will reveal Baba? We all will do it. And how will all of the we do it? When we all are in good yoga, like this morning's Murli of accurate yoga, no? So what is accurate remembrance? And so one last thought I want to share, which I had been practicing a lot, as when time is short, gradually Baba's part is, we're saying, is reducing. So before God leaves us or we get separate from God to play our next part, we should take everything from God, full inheritance, full powers. No, because Baba is still here. And when part will change, then we all will go together with Baba. So confluence says this short time is to take that personality of Baba. And personality of Baba, what is personality of Baba? Remover of sorrow, giver of happiness, purifier, liberator. Every divine act of Baba is Baba's personality. Because person is known by person's performance and action. So God is also known because of His divine acts. So it's not only, you say establishment, but for us it's not only establishment, that's Baba's task, but for us to become like Baba. So I really find it's a very auspicious time in last part of conference age. Seth, of course we have to do service, we can keep doing projects and programs, but more than all that, integrate as much as possible this homework of awakening divinity within the self, creating our golden age, golden aura around us, and also increase our chart of remembrance. Every breath, every moment, and every thought is very, very important, because we could earn unlimited income, so much so that we can share that income with the whole world. So I'm really, really very happy, and I know Jayanti Ben, Brother Charlie, everyone wrote me nice emails and thought of me in RC meeting, and so I am also with all of you, as I said, in subtle form. And Sister Gayatri couldn't come this time. She's also kind of repairing her body. Sister Kala didn't come, so some or other, many of us couldn't come this year. So I want Gayatri went to say hello also. She's sitting next to me, and she will say hello. And I'm really, really very happy, and let's take cheer. So Gayatri Ben will also say hello. And very, very happy, and Brother Prashant and all brothers sitting in front, Brother Marcelo, want to thank you very much. You all are also invited to come to Peace Village and do some tapasya, because it will be very soon, big snow, and when there is snow, it's very beautiful there, like subtle regions, and so you can also come there, and of course Madhuban is Madhuban. So I also want to say very, very happy Diwali to each one of you. So it's very, very nice that you all arranged. So now, as I said, that in my dreams, I will be seeing Gyan Sarovar Pandavavan. And thank you very much. It was really beautiful. Maybe Wadi can chant Om Shanti now.
Ah, Om Shanti.
You had been practicing?
No. Om Shanti.
No, let me say it.
She'll say.
Say it again, all of us. Shanti. So take long breath, say it again. If you all say every day 3 times like this, you will be healthy and happy and light. So next time when I come there, I will teach you all breathing exercises.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. We will know about that.
Someone said very nicely that yoga is for mind and body, no? And now I realize that how much we miss some of the things, you know. So it's not a question of doing Hatha Yoga, but breathing your own healing power. And we Brahmins rush, eat, rush, talk while eating. No, we have to be in silence and enjoy food, and lot of small practices can help us to increase our inner healing capacity. I like this, that breath is your healing capacity. And they say that soul will have only one companion until end, that is your breath. So if soul has to stay in the body, has to work with the breath. So it's very beautiful way. Actually, you know, Sujata does it, but she does little fast. And we have to do it very slowly and nicely. And so Om Shanti is our great mantra. It's very sacred, and also it creates lot of powerful vibrations and of course pure energy.